WRPQ Baraboo. W279 EG Reedsburg.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. A debate unfolding over Israel's government. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer, who is Jewish, calling for a new election in Israel, saying he believes Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is putting his political survival ahead of what's best for Israel due to the dire situation in Gaza.
As a lifelong supporter of Israel, it has become clear to me the Netanyahu coalition no longer fits the needs of Israel after October 7th.
GOP Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell slamming back, saying the U.S. should not make those decisions.
Israel's unity government and security cabinet deserve the deference befitting a sovereign democratic country.
In Michigan, the jury still deliberating in the involuntary manslaughter trial of James Crumbly, the father of convicted Oxford High School shooter Ethan Crumbly. And severe weather continuing across the country in the form of snow in the Rockies and reports of tornado touchdowns in the Midwest. This is ABC News.
From the SSM Health News Center, this is Max News with Jim Finn.
The Wisconsin Supreme Court will consider overturning its own ruling limiting the use of absentee ballot drop boxes. The court ruled in July of 2022 that absentee drop boxes may be used only in election offices and no one other than the voter can return a ballot in person. The justices issued an order early Tuesday evening saying they would review the ban on drop boxes, but won't reconsider any other parts of the case. A valve that broke during routine maintenance caused gallons of sewage to be dumped into Lake Mendota last week on Madison's west side. According to officials, roughly around 45,000 gallons of sewage was dumped into the lake. Officials captured back 11,000 gallons of sewage. However, two homes reported wastewater in their basements. For Max FM News, I'm Jim Finn.
Max FM weather brought to you by SSM Health, providing high-quality, compassionate, and personalized care to communities across Wisconsin. SSMHealth.com.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. A dark and dreary day today under cloudy skies and battling breezy winds gusting up to 30 miles per hour. As rain soaks us today, around a half inch is possible. Showers exit the area by this evening with clearing taking place overnight. One call to Tax Solutions Now will solve all of your IRS problems. 1-800-281-8193. It's 40 degrees at our studios.
99.7
Maximum hits the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. Breakfast at Tiffany's. It's Deep Blue Something.
You'll say we've got nothing in common. No common ground to start from. And we're falling apart. You'll say come between us, our lives have come between us. Still, I know you just don't care. And I said, what about breakfast at Tiffany? She said, I think I remember the film. Unless I recall, I think we both kind of liked it. And I said, well, that's the one thing.
And more. Max FM.
Make a one man weep, make another man sing. Change your heart. gonna tell you when it's too late. Who's gonna tell you things aren't so great? Can't go on thinking nothing's wrong. What else? Who's gonna drive you home tonight? Who's gonna pick you up when you fall? Gonna hang it up when you call. Who's gonna pay attention to your dreams? Yeah, who's gonna plug their ears when you?
FM Sports.
The WIAA Boys State Basketball Tournament tips off with the three semifinals this afternoon. I'm Bill Scott with sports. St. Thomas More opens up against Prescott at 1:35. Lakeside Lutheran follows against Keele. Division 4 semifinals on tap tonight. Basketball Badgers hoping to stack a couple of wins under their belts in the Big Ten tournament. First chance comes this afternoon against Maryland. In the Big East, Marquette goes in the late game tonight against Villanova. Brewers face the Mariners in Cactus League Baseball this afternoon. They fell to the White Sox 15-4 yesterday. They're also losing their closer, Devin Williams, for at least 3 months. Williams sought a second opinion on his sore back and was diagnosed with 2 stress fractures in his back. The Bucks are back at it tonight. They'll host the Philadelphia 76ers at Fiserv Forum. Milwaukee went 1-3 on their recent West Coast road trip. NFL, the Packers officially announcing the release of linebacker Devondre Campbell yesterday. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
side, I'll wait for you. Sleight of hand and twist of fate, on a bed of nails she makes me wait, and I wait without you, with or without you.
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. Cloudy, breezy, and colder for your Thursday. A high today only in the 40s. I believe this gentleman's playing Milwaukee soon. It's Brian Adams.
really enjoy the music. It's great.
80s, 90s, and more.
99.7 Max FM.
We'll be right back.
breakdown.
Never gonna get it, 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 never gonna get it.
Whoa, 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 whoa.
Never gonna get it, 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 never get it.
And Vogue, my lovin', maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. If you are a fan of the Scream movies, you'll be happy to know that Neve Campbell will be returning for Scream 7. Now, there was a whole bunch of salary disputes there, and basically the studio did not want to give her the amount of money that she felt she deserved, which kind of makes sense because, you know, I mean, she is the face of that franchise. Check, your forecast is on the way.
If you're getting mighty hungry, well, the best in the country is Pizza Ranch.
Hi, Mary here at the Baraboo Pizza Ranch. We have the Italian chopped salad on our salad bar. It has romaine, red peppers, black olives, peppercini, shaved parmesan, old world pepperoni, and to top it with our Italian herb dressing. It is so good. Come on in and try it.
Here's a look at some of the upcoming area events brought to you by Pizza Ranch. The Baraboo High School Music Department is proudly presenting Sister Act the Musical at the Al Ringling Theater. This feel-good comedy is based on the 1992 film. There'll be three shows, Friday, March 15th at 7 p.m., Saturday the 16th also at 7, and then Sunday at 2 p.m. Again, it's Baraboo High School Music Department's Sister Act the Musical. For more details and ticket information, go to alringling.org. On Saturday, March 16th, the Sauk Prairie Middle School will be hosting its second annual Craft and Vendor Fair. Over 70 crafters and vendors will be showcasing their items. Both gyms and the cafeteria will have people selling items for all ages, and money earned from vendor fees and sales of concession will go towards field trips for middle schoolers. This will be on Saturday, March 16th from 9 a.m. until 3 p.m., located at the Sauk Prairie Middle School, 207 Maple Street in Sauk City. It is free admission, and again, over 70 crafters and vendors will be on hand. Check out Sauk Prairie Middle School's website for more details. And also on Saturday, March 16th, from 5 until 9 p.m., it's the Reedsburg St. Patty's Day Pub Crawl. A number of establishments will be participating in the event. You can check out Reedsburg Country Club's Facebook page for more details.
Native American issues are human issues. Join Robert Plant with Native Roots for their program Awake at their new time of 9 p.m. Monday through Friday on our news talk stations. Awake is proudly sponsored by Wisconsin Community Health Workers.
Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected to your local community. Here's Terry Barr with the Civic Media Radio Network.
What do you think of when I say the blues? Turns out the Madison area is home to a longtime active group of blues music enthusiasts. Formed 30 years ago, the Madison Blues Society offers events and education for everyone. Here's Society President Steve Porter.
Blues Society is a vehicle for people to support local blues, both musical events, musical performers, just spreading the word on the blues to the younger generation, to the public in general.
Longtime Society member Sherry Davis explains why the blues means so much to her.
It moves me. It's real. It speaks to me. And I feel like it's a way I can express myself.
Learn more about the Madison Blues Society and check out some upcoming events at madisonbluessociety.org. Until next time, I'm Terry Barr.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. A dark and dreary day today under cloudy skies and battling breezy winds gusting up to 30 miles per hour. As rain soaks us today, around a half inch as possible. Showers exit the area by this evening with clearing taking place overnight. One call to Tax Solutions now will solve all of your IRS problems. 1-800-281-8193. Currently, it's 42.
99.7.
80s, 90s, and more.
99.7 Max FM.
We'll be right back.
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM Journey. That band is getting ready for their big summer tour this year, co-headlining tour with Def Leppard. So they're prepping for that. We have another 50-minute music hour heading your way for Thursday. Peter Gabriel and Michael Jackson, all part of it next. Living along through another 50-minute music hour. Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. Everybody's looking to save money these days, right? Shop local and save big over at MaxFMBigDeals.com. Saving sometimes up to 50% off. Check it out, MaxFMBigDeals.com. Michael Jackson and Billie Jean on Max FM.